Nolte, Fauci's obscenely stupid, one-size-fits-all mask standard. By John Nolte on May 9, 2021. Admitted liar Dr. Anthony Fauci appeared on ABC's This Week with devoted Clintonista George Stephanopoulos and basically threatened all Americans with eternal mask mandates over the behavior of some. Stephanopoulos, a third possible wave may be making the benefits of the vaccine very, very tangible to people. You've had experts like the former head of the FDA, Scott Gottlieb, say it's time to start relaxing the indoor mask mandates. Is he right? Fauci, no, I think so. And I think you're going to probably be seeing that as we go along and as more people get vaccinated. The CDC will be, you know, almost in real time, George, updating their recommendations and their guidelines. But, yes, we do need to start being more liberal as we get more people vaccinated. As you get more people vaccinated, the number of cases per day will absolutely go down. We're averaging about 43,000 a day. We've got to get it much, much lower than that. When that gets lower, the risk of any infection indoor or outdoor diminishes dramatically. Actually, I should say he once again threatened all Americans over the behavior of a few. Back in March he made the same one-size-fits-all threat. Only this time he used an actual number that must be achieved before mask mandates can be eased. Something considerably less than 10,000 new cases per day, he said. I would like to see as we get the level of virus in the community to a very low level. Well below the 60,000 to 70,000 new infections and somewhere. And I'll just pick a number even though there's not a good model there yet. But I would say less than 10,000 and maybe even considerably less than that. This above March interview on Knoll is important because this was Fauci's reactionary response to Republican Governor Greg Abbott's wise decision to end all coronavirus restrictions in Texas, including forcing Texans to wear masks. Afterwards, Fauci was all over the media preaching his certainty Texas would suffer an explosion of China virus infections and deaths, but as we all know, that didn't happen. Once again, Fauci was wrong. Anyway, let's talk about this daily infection number Fauci is pulling right out of his ass. The place where the admitted liar seems to get most of his science. How does it make sense to hold all of America hostage to some arbitrary number? Be it 25,000 or 250,000. For the sake of making my point, I'll go with 10,000 new daily infections. Even though the little tyrant believes the number should be considerably lower than that. Where is the science in punishing the entire country? Including Alaska and Hawaii, if it turns out only a handful of states are putting us over 10,000 daily infections. What if New York is running 9,999 new infections per day and the other 49 states are down to just one case per day or 5,000 per day? What if New York, Michigan, New Jersey, and Illinois are running 6,500 infections per day and the rest of the country is down to 2,500? Why should Texas or North Dakota or Wyoming or Ohio be punished with mask mandates because a bunch of Democrat-run states can't get their act together? This makes no sense, and there's no doubt in my mind Fauci's obscenely stupid one-size-fits-all approach is deliberate. His way of putting pressure on those of us who are doing things correctly and competently. Of punishing all 330 million of us to pressure the incompetents to get their act together. What's more, if New York, New Jersey, Michigan, and Illinois are the problem. You can bet it's only going to be in their horribly mismanaged Democrat-run cities. So we could literally have a couple of hundred square miles of infection holding the other 3.8 million square miles of America hostage. Another problem I have with Fauci's obscenely stupid goal is how the daily infection count is, in reality, a meaningless number. The number of new cases reported daily doesn't come from some magic fairy who flies over the land totaling up new infections. It comes from testing, which depends on how many people get themselves tested. The new daily infection number is meaningless in that regard. How meaningless? Well, how's this for an idea? Let's stop testing altogether. Then there will be zero new daily infections and we can all remove these goddamned masks. To the surprise of no one, Stephanopoulos did not press Fauci on any of the above points, even though they are obvious follow-up questions. Unfortunately, just like everyone else in the useless and corrupt corporate media, Stephanopoulos has neither the desire nor the moral courage to challenge the little tyrant, even though the little tyrant is an admitted liar and fraud.